got a man in freezing, full effect. You ready, Ron? I'm ready.
You ready, dude?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh yeah, take it down.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind. Yo, situation.
What?
Is
what were you saying to me?
I said, why are we going old school?
What we got to?
Old School Friday?
Gen X.
Gen X? Oh, okay. This does bring back memories.
It does.
All right. Got a little some poison right there. Oh. In case you haven't figured it out, Andy McKay is not here today. Bobby Rossi's in for Andy McKay, as he is, his voice just not, it's not there.
No, it's not.
No, it's not there. He's picked up a little bit of a cold, as you know, that happens this time of year, unfortunately. So, but he'll be, no, he will not be back on Monday. I'll be back on Monday for Andrew. He's taking on. That's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You're going on vacation next week.
Right.
Next week. This sounds like somebody's trying to get out early. Yeah, he's like,
but I don't have a voice, Bobby. I don't have a voice.
Like, come, I clearly have a voice, and I can sound like that. It just now occurred to me that Andrew's playing me. That's what just occurred to me, yeah. Yeah, that's what I've just realized. He's like, I'm going on vacation a little bit early. I'm just going to call Bobby and be like,
I don't have a voice, man. You got to go in for me.
Well, he did it good yesterday, so. Yeah.
Exactly. See, something's up. I'm just saying. I want to cover this story here, this pay-to-play in Santa Rosa County. And I do appreciate, I'm just joking about Andrew. He's always good. The candidate forum was held Monday at the Grill House in Navarre. This was, I went out there to cover it. And there's 10 candidates, 10 Republican candidates, and they 8 showed up in person. 1 did not show up at all, and I can't remember her name again. And then Jimmy Patronis called in for the candidate forum. And by the way, I'd never been to the Grill House before. Kind of cool little place. It's a nice little setup right there on the water in Navarre. It's a pretty cool little place. But anyway, it was... 3 county Republican executive committees, Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa, were listed as the host of the event. It was actually Santa Rosa County Republican Executive Committee that organized the event. An invitation that was sent to 10 Republican candidates running in the race by Santa Rosa GOP asked for a $1,000 minimum donation to the committee. The invitation stated a minimum donation of $1,000 will be greatly accepted from each serious candidate to participate in the opportunity for voter engagement and earned publicity. Candidate John Mills said that when he arrived at the event, he was stopped at the door and asked if he had paid his fee to be in the forum. When I checked in, they said, "Did you pay your fee yet?" And I said, "No." So I wrote them a check. My understanding is only about 3 of us paid, though. Oh. Michael Dylan Thompson paid the donation that he felt was slightly optional, but wished he knew the other candidates hadn't paid. I believe I was one of only 2 people who actually donated, but they let everyone participate anyway. So it's not the end of the world, but I wish I knew that the consensus was to not pay and save the $1,000. I'm a lean campaign, and that's kind of tough. Jeff Macy was the only Republican candidate to not participate in the forum. Oh, that's who it was. He told the News Journal in an email that he ignored the invitation because of the $1,000 donation request. I stand for getting rid of all forms of corruption, including pay-for-play politics. Oh.
Interesting.
Look at this as a pay-to-play politics. It did say optional. It did say optional. So he says, which is why I decided to run in the special election in the first place. This had all the telltale signs of phishing attempt to entrap me in a campaign finance violation to force me out of the election. So I chose to not formally participate. When Alex Andrade learned the candidates were asked to donate, he said he believed the request was a violation of a state statute. Quote, no person shall pay money or give anything of value for the privilege of speaking at a political meeting in the furtherance of his or her candidacy, end quote. So Alex Andrade, our state representative here, one of them, says that Santa Rosa County Republican Executive Committee does not represent Santa Rosa County Republicans. They're ethically challenged And this very much looks like a shakedown. Challenged. Yeah, ethically challenged. Looks like a shakedown or attempted extortion, especially because it appears they didn't actually demand every single candidate to pay $1,000. So, and I think that would be the key right there. So the invitation says an optional, right?
Right.
The concern was when that one candidate showed up and says, did you pay your fee? That's where that's where it gets a little bit iffy. And was he the only one? So if only two or three of them paid, were the rest of them asked, did you pay your fee? And they go, no, I'll do it later. Or, you know, no, I didn't. And they go, all right, we'll go on in anyway. You know, so like, how did they handle the other candidate? That's the question right there. So that's a little bit of a little bit of concern right there. I mean, obviously the invitation didn't make it seem like, well, you can't participate if you don't pay. But when that one candidate showed up, David Mills or Jeff Mills, John Mills. When he showed up and he was asked, where's your money? Well, that makes it sound like pay to play. You can't participate in this unless you pay something. So, a little interesting part right there. I got some today in history for you here in a minute. First, let's get traffic on the fives with John. Do we try traffic right now?
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it.
I mean, we don't have to if you don't want to, but you're in charge.
We'll do traffic. Yeah.
No accidents to let you know about right now.
That's good enough. Yeah. No,
okay. All right. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Oh, there's a pay-to-play clip.
There is?
Yeah, so Andrew just texted me. Find it.
Okay, I'm looking.
I don't want to talk anymore. I need a break. I'm just kidding. While you're trying to find that clip, let me hit a little bit of today in history here for you. So, got to pull out the reading glasses. I really do not like getting old. Let me just go ahead and say that right now. Jeff Baxter, American guitarist, songwriter, and producer, is an American guitarist known for his stints in the rock band Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers during the 1970s. He turned 76 years old today. Most recently, he's been working as a defense consultant and chairs a congressional advisory board on missile defense. Say what? That's pretty cool. Didn't realize that. Also, birth today, 76 years old, Ted Nugent, American singer, songwriter, guitarist, and actor. I've talked to Ted a couple of times. It's been a while. It's been probably like 7 or 8 years since I talked to Ted. Also today, if you know the band or the musician Evanescence, Amy Lee, the singer-songwriter pianist for Evanescence, she turns 43 today. Taylor Swift, it's Taylor Swift's birthday. Hey, Swifties.
Oh, boy.
Like, I even need to tell the Swifties, right? Like, they already know.
They know.
Like, he better say Taylor Swift. All I know is he better say Taylor Swift's birthday. Taylor Swift turns. How old do you think she is today? I had no idea.
30.
No, older.
Really?
Yep.
35?
35. You got it. Woo. Ding, 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 ding. Taylor Swift turns 35 years old today. On this day in history, today was when they moved the capital of Israel to Jerusalem back in 1949. I know we're probably not supposed to talk about Jerusalem and Israel. It's going to offend half the people listening. I don't want to cover that one. It's too depressing. So, yeah, that's a little bit of today in history stuff there for you. Then there's a da, 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 da. Hold on a sec. Okay. Whoa. Thank you for that little tip. So Andrew, of course, listening, and he's micromanaging me on the air right now. So I'm just kidding. he is bringing up a interesting story to follow up with. Military story here for you. Let me just read the subject line, and you can start texting away. Do air shows really help military readiness and recruiting? Congress is planning to find out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, in other words, they may be trying to cut the blues again?
Nope. Mm. Can't do it.
So lawmakers want Secretary of Defense to brief Congress on how sending military aircraft to air shows affects recruiting and readiness. And they want to study the effect of bringing those planes to smaller rural communities. Part of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, Congress has asked the next defense secretary to brief lawmakers early next year on a wide range of issues, including that one. The bill also takes a step further, calling for a one-year pilot program under which the secretary shall provide military aircraft and aerial demonstration teams in support of not fewer than 5 air shows located in rural and small market areas around the country for the purpose of providing the public with positive exposure to the armed forces. So it's kind of a mixed thing. Do a study and tell us if doing air shows actually helps with military readiness and if it helps with recruiting. At the same time, we want you to go to smaller communities that normally don't get to see the air shows and do at least 5 a year in those smaller communities so they get to see our military aircraft. Wait a minute. So does it help with recruiting or not? Like, one is like, we believe it helps with recruiting. Do you need to go to smaller communities so that they have a chance to see the aircraft?
But normally the smaller communities travel to the bigger cities to see the air show.
Yeah, it's like a big deal. Yeah, I'm going to see that even here at Pensacola Beach.
A lot of people.
A lot of people come from all over the place to watch the air show. But now it's saying they want to go to some, they want 5 a year for a 1-year pilot program, go to 5 different locations that are smaller rural communities.
But so to perform, they don't have for to travel. 12 people?
Just maybe 100.
Okay.
200. I don't know. So that'll be interesting because obviously that could affect the Blues if he comes back and goes, so we did a little bit of research and we found that. I'll just say opinion-wise, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think the air shows or the military training for the air shows helps with military readiness. I think they're already ready for military readiness before air show stuff.
But they get their hours in and they're proficient.
They become even more proficient,
right?
For sure.
I mean, well, what they have to do.
Yeah, we saw that with the Blue Angels documentary, right?
Where
here's these top pilots. Then they become a Blues pilot, and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm back in flight school again, having to relearn new, like I'm learning new things. So, but they don't train enough pilots for that to be like military readiness on a national, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so yeah, you're learning a lot more stuff. But then when you go back to your regular flight jobs or whatever, you're not doing the stuff you were doing in the Blues plane. So I don't think it helps with military readiness is my point. But I still do think it helps with recruitment. I mean, shoot, every time I'm almost 50 years old, every time I go to air show, I'm like, I want to join the military now.
Oh, I know. I say that every single time. I'm like, I want to fly that.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's got to help with recruitment still, I think. But maybe not. I guess we'll find out. So, all right.
Interesting study.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. And coming up here next, the Florida social media ban for minors. If you don't know that much about it, we're going to cover that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, I, you know, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we've got the interview that Andrew did with the Lakeview Center. It's the final interview for that part, so stick around for that. Florida has a social media ban for minors going into effect January 1st. And there are some legal challenges against it, some legal challenges with it, but it does look like it might, so I guess some of it might be delayed or something like that because of legal challenges. There's other states have implemented these social media bans for minors as well, and they've all been delayed because of legal challenges. But here's the gist of what it would know about it. Any child under 14 years old will not be able to create an account or possess an account on social media. Social media platforms will be required to terminate any account they suspect is being held by a child under the age of 15. With a 90-day appeal period. If you're 14 to 15 years old, you can have an account with parental or guardian permission. Children 14 and 15 can create a social media account, once again, with guardian or parental permission. Social media platforms will be required to use third-party age verification methods, so they can't just do their own little check here if you're 14. Yep, I'm 14. And you click it. Minors younger than 14... can have a parent or guardian request termination of their account. So if you got a kid under 12 years old, you can go, I don't want them to have an account. So you can request termination on behalf of your kid, and they'll get rid of it. So you don't have to wait for social media to find out that your kid's 12 or whatever. So that is what will go into place that way.
Well, you know, my son the other day just told me that ban's going in effect, but he can just use a VPN and get right around it.
Yeah, that's true. He could.
I mean,
because the VPN will, if you're not familiar with the VPN, it's basically a way to have a secure internet connection as best
from anywhere.
From anywhere. So that's the easiest way to put it. That's hilarious to me because I'm betting 90% of parents, if not even more, don't even know what a VPN is. And initially I'm thinking, that's because your kid has, it's because it's your kid, so he knows what a VPN is. But you know what? Kids are freaking smart, man, when it they comes are. To this kind of stuff. So you may not know what a VPN is or how to set one up on your phone, but your kid probably does, is what we're, is right. what they probably do. And in fact, this is what I've been finding. So I use ChatGPT a lot. Or right. not, I don't use ChatGPT. I use a couple of different AIs, but I use AI a lot for different things. And usually I use it as a draft starter. So I'll start an article or a blog, or I'll do something, and I'll do it. And so here's the, and it sends me the draft, and then I edit the draft. Sorry, we'll have to go to David here next after the break because I want to finish the story. Teens use AI like nuts, man.
Yes, they do.
They're constantly on AI for everything. They no longer Google. They go to AI instead.
They do.
In fact, a new study showed that AI is better at diagnosing health illnesses than doctors are.
Really?
Yeah, so forget Dr. Google. Go to Dr. AI.
I'm Chris Foster. Satellite images show Iran's new drone-carrying ship in the Persian Gulf, not off the U.S. East Coast, possibly shooting down one theory about the large high-tech drones reported over New Jersey, Staten Island, New York, and now Connecticut. Monmouth County, New Jersey Sheriff Sean Golden wants the governor to declare a state of emergency.
It would allow for activation of our own Air National Guard.
He was on Fox and Friends first. President-elect Trump's defense secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, in meetings with senators, has softened his stance on women in combat and openly gay troops. He's called both part of a Marxist agenda. There's pressure on Republican senators to confirm Trump nominees or face party opposition in their next election. Fox's Aisha Najjar with Hegseth.
Do you think that senators should be primaried if they don't vote for you? Some folks are calling.
It's not a political process for us. We're meeting with Republicans and, in this case, Democrats, because there's nothing political about national security.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 39 degrees here in Pensacola today. A second man has been arrested in relation to the triple homicide on West Jackson Street back in April. 29-year-old Delarian Black Jr. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail yesterday on three charges of first-degree premeditated murder. Reports show Black Jr. was indicted on those charges by the state attorney's office in September. A second suspect, 23-year-old Torrance Sumler, was arrested earlier in the year. The suspects are accused of gunning down three victims that were in a car outside of a birthday party in the Jackson Square parking lot in April. Police are looking for a suspect in a hit-and-run crash in downtown Pensacola. That happened earlier this month on Garden Street. Police say the suspect's vehicle was traveling east when it ran the light at Tarragona, then hit a car. The vehicle fled the scene. The driver of the other car wasn't hurt. The suspect vehicle is a small white or silver car, and it would have heavy front-end damage. If you have any information or you've seen a vehicle matching that description, contact Pensacola Police, or you can call Crime Stoppers. U.S. News & World Report announcing their 2025 Best Hospitals for Maternity Care ratings. Those ratings ranked hospitals all around the country. 400 hospitals ended up receiving the designation. Two local hospitals were recognized, Ascension Sacred Heart in Pensacola and Ascension Sacred Heart Emerald Coast in Miramar Beach. The ratings were decided after evaluating hospitals using core maternity data. A Florida woman's accused now of making a threat after the deadly United Healthcare CEO shooting in New York.
Given the nature of the threats, we would also be asking for GPS with house arrest conditions to protect the community.
And Brianna Boston heard those words from Assistant State Attorney Matthew Hendry yesterday. She was in court. She's being held on $100,000 bond. Lakeland police say that she placed a call to Blue Cross Blue Shield over her denied insurance claims and said, "Delay, deny, depose, you people are next." That was a quote. The 42-year-old woman reportedly told the detectives that healthcare companies deserved karma, but she did say that she did not own firearms. Amazon's planning to donate $1 million to President-elect Trump's inaugural fund.
The Wall Street Journal reports that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is preparing that donation ahead of a visit to Mar-a-Lago next week. It's part of an effort by Bezos and other tech leaders to smooth their ties with the incoming administration. The paper reported Wednesday that Mark Zuckerberg had also directed Meta Platforms to make a $1 million donation to the inaugural fund. Trump has often criticized big tech and feuded with Bezos over his ownership of the Washington Post. A Florida doctor has lost his license after a patient died following a Brazilian butt lift procedure. The Florida Board of Medicine revoked the medical license of Dr. Christopher Walker. He practiced at Beja Body Med Spa in Orlando. His license was suspended back in 2021 after the patient died. According to the complaint, he performed liposuction on the 38-year-old patient as part of the procedure, but during that he repeatedly crossed through the patient's abdominal muscles and punctured multiple organs. The patient suffered internal bleeding. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a, if you've been injured in a car accident, visit WatsonFirm.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays if you're approaching the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road, just so the north and southbound lanes look a little congested there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice sunny day today with a high near 62 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. For Saturday, sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Keeping the warming forecast into that Sunday with a high near 70 and a low near 60. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 40 in Pensacola, 36 in Milton, 43 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Sporta with Your Money Now. Alphabet-owned YouTube is hiking the price of its popular TV streaming service, which has more than 8 million subscribers. Beginning in January, the cost of the platform will jump to $82.99 per month, up $10. The latest price increase for YouTube TV stems from rising content costs. Wendy's is celebrating the holiday season with 12 days of BOGO, or buy one, get one, which will allow customers to get double the servings, when they take advantage of the deals. The in-app special will run until December 22nd and will offer more than $50 in savings. Egg prices may approach record highs at $3.65 a dozen, just about 2 years after they peaked during the pandemic era. Bird flu has killed millions of chickens and reduced egg supplies. Consumer egg demand is also highest around Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's according to CNBC. Futures are slightly up. The Dow Industrials closed down 234 yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 132. S&P 500 down 32. That's your money now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is today at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkle with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment. Wishing you happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for Cat Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright, don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be?
Do what you like, do it intensely. But if it's too easy,
where we need to have cameras in studio, because I just want to dance like this.
And you do it quite well. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah. Who's the dude from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Carlton.
Carlton? Yeah, the Carlton dance. This needs the Carlton dance right here.
If people could only see.
I mean, I'm just here entertaining David and John. Like, what is wrong with Bobby? Seriously, I have something wrong with him. Speaking of David... Before we go to this interview, I want to go to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David, give us an update on what you found for OLF project, for the Olaf project.
Hola.
Over in Beulah. Sure. Summer.
But before I update you on that, all of this fun you can find on the official News Radio 92.3 OnlyFans page. Subscription only. Webcams, live streaming the dancing.
That's awesome.
It's great. I've been watching
through
this.
We keep our clothes on, though.
I've been watching through this marathon. It was a 6-hour meeting last night, and I'm trying to get all the details out of the conversation that was had. So it looks like all three of the developers that made their proposals, Ryan Bell, Chad Henderson, Fred Hemmer, they all were willing to negotiate on their purchase price. Looked like Ryan Bell got his purchase price up to match Chad Henderson's purchase price offer. The purchase price was the big kind of stickler for a lot of the commissioners. So they are kind of all on even footing there. Commissioner Barry was pushing for a motion to go with Tri-W Associates, Chad Henderson's group. But it looks like maybe they've kind of held off on a decision on that yet. And they're still kind of looking through the offers and trying to figure out what they're going to do with that. But I haven't made it all the way to the end of this. So I'm not. Right. It's a riveting discussion.
But so far, no decision's been made.
I don't believe so. That's what I'm hearing. But okay. I haven't made it to the end of the 6 hours yet. I'm about 45 minutes out from the end of this thing.
My bad. I interrupted you.
So. No. It's okay. This is it's a process here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, David, for that little update right there. So that's the update on the Olaf project over in Beulah. In summer. That should be just like in there. Anytime you talk about Olaf or the OLF 8 project, just hit the button. Summer. So, wow. It should just be like the background noise every time it happens.
You warm up this morning? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. All right. Andrew McKay has been interviewing. You've been hearing the interview every day at this time. Dr. David Josephs from Lakeview Center. So let's go ahead and actually let's do a quick traffic report real fast. I know it's a minute early. Let's do a traffic report real fast. That way we can just play the interview unhindered.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 rolling from Pace to Pensacola looks good.
Do we have any sponsors for it?
Not this one.
Do you guys want to sponsor it? Give us a call. In the meantime, Dr. David Joseph right here on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
I think God's talking to me. Don't you hear him talking to me? I'm a genius, you know. It's clear that something's going on.
Well, okay, so that's to me, that's another case I was kind of curious about. I communicate with God. I hear God, not audible voice type stuff, but, you know, what we would, as Christians, would say my spirit, or I feel like clear communication. There's the perception of clinical disciplines by religious people is that you all think that makes us crazy. How do you assess something like that? Because there are clearly people who, they're not hearing from God, you know, not because God doesn't talk, but because the things you're doing are not things that are, you know, in any way consistent with who that being is.
Yeah. So
clearly people have hallucinations and voices that are not.
Yeah. So that's a picture my mother drew, right?
Okay.
My mother is, I was brought up Roman Catholic. That's the crucified Jesus / Bob Marley.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was Bob Marley at first, and then you said that it was Jesus and your mom, and I'm thinking, okay, it's a kind of, for people who can't see, it's kind of a, it's an abstract, almost a, if Dolly was doing charcoal in a couple of colors.
She loves Dolly, by the
way. Oh, okay. See, that makes sense.
and so I grew up very spiritual, and my mother believes very deeply that that there are reasons for things.
Sure.
Faith, right? I think the difference is, again, not to judge that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When I say somebody is talking to you, it is, or God's talking to you, I as a professional have made a decision based on what you're saying to me that it's an internal stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing something that is not there. So I'm asking, well, is it God talking to you? Like, you know, I pray a lot, and I sometimes feel God is with me, and I listen to God, and God directs my life. Is that what you're telling me? Oh, no, you're not like me. He and I are special. He doesn't talk to you like he talks to me. Aren't you hearing him now? He's telling me you need to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do that with God, also ever so often tells me that I'm the only chosen one and I need to kill the ones that are not chosen.
Mm-hmm.
All right? No. We, Lakeview Center, is one of the few organizations, and we might be the only one actually, who has on staff a full-time chaplain, Chaplain Dan. I don't know, we might walk by and see him. It is not unusual for somebody who truly has psychosis, quote unquote, are hearing things, those things they believe is God, or they believe, and they are saying, I don't need medications, God will heal me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some of them have been in our residential program. And what Chaplain Dan has helped us with is that it is, again, the whole issue is we want to win the war, not the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are they hurting themselves? No. And it wouldn't be the person saying, I'm going to kill somebody.
Right.
Right? They are delusional. We do think they have a mental illness. They're, for right now, not taking their medications, but they're okay in the residential program.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to put them in a hospital. Chaplain Dan has, with a number of these folks, that said, Dan, why don't you talk to them? See if you can help them make some inroads between their belief, which you don't want to take away, right?
Well, that's, I guess, part of what I was asking is there room in your profession for a person like Andrew McKay, who says, I think on most of your basic metrics, I'd score pretty normal. You know, I don't feel like I have any mental illness. But I definitely communicate with God, and he definitely communicates with me. He's not talking right now. You know, it's not like that. But, you know, clear guidance at times, mm-hmm. Clarity of communication at times, things that I absolutely do not believe originate from just within me as a imagining or a dream or a self-created, you know, something like that. Does that automatically produce in you the thinking that I need a diagnosis? Or does that produce in you the possibility that God, or, you know, theoretically a demon, is really communicating with me something outside of my, you know, supernatural things?
Yeah.
Where does that fit in your scheme?
Well, I think where it ought to fit in a, whether it's my scheme, but any reasonable behavioral health or mental health professional is that you don't have a mental illness. Those things are completely normal and are inappropriate, which is where my mother would be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
The artist.
but again, I think this is where mental health professionals, we've often done a disservice. We haven't kind of communicated, yeah, it's clear that that's not a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear there's actually reasonably no strife.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And at least for what I have seen that's curative for a lot of our folks is, yeah, you get the medications. Yes, you have healthier environments. But why do you live? What's important for you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Dan will say that's spirituality. It's not a religion, right? It's what you live for. And it varies.
Mm-hmm.
So that sense of purpose and some of that connection is one of the things as therapy progresses is you hope people get to. I'd like to say sometimes, well, I wish I could just marry off everybody that they could meet somebody who
mm-hmm.
kind of attaches to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So does that answer your question?
Yeah. I mean, I was a little unhappy with where it seemed to be going, but then it came to a better, you know, you're looking for things that are either a person wants to change because they feel like something is going horribly wrong, or there really is something going horribly wrong. And kind of whatever their world-making process, skill, picture is, if it's not producing disordered behavior or anxiety, strife, then you're not trying to fix what isn't broken, is what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So
spirituality is good for your mental health, I think.
Yeah, and what's normal is so broad.
Oh, right, absolutely.
Right? And there's social context to normal, right?
Within cultures, within times,
cultures,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time in this book, homosexuality was defined as a pathology,
mm-hmm.
right? And it had treatments,
mm-hmm.
right? So cultural norms change and the science change. I guess the biggest challenge for mental health professionals like me and the rest of us is, are we open to change? Are we open to evidence? Are we open to not always being the quote-unquote expert?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I guess the way I viewed it and why I kind of, and I think has been the truth for why I've been with Lakeview Center for so many years is, allowing people's, what I think is, almost natural capacity for healing. Right? If you just give people half a chance, I think most people can get there.
Mm.
Right? It's this concept of resiliency and capacity to bounce back.
My dad is a pastor and a counselor, and he's often kind of said that too, is, People have incredible capacity. Sometimes they just need a few tools.
Right.
You know, sometimes they need a lot of tools. But sometimes they just need a few tools, and it's amazing what they can do if they learn the tools.
Yeah.
So, well, this has been super interesting to me, you know. So I have no idea what I'm going to do with this on my radio show. But I think I may just kind of play it over the course of days.
Oh, sure.
Because it's, I can't do it on a single day time-wise, but it's interesting. And it really, we didn't answer the first question I have, but I still feel like we made progress.
Which is the first question?
That one about what is mental illness? It's all these different things. It's all these different, you know, it's anxiety, it's ADHD, it's psychosis, it's post-traumatic stress. It's so many different things. And so when we say, what I often hear, for example, in talking about homeless people is, well, it's so bound up with mental illness. And it clearly is. But I feel like that's almost an excuse without content. It's something we say because we kind of want to, you know, like Nietzsche would say, you know, you put a label on, you've controlled it, right? Well, if you can call it mental illness, you feel like you've gotten some kind of control, but that can mean so much that it's not really helpful necessarily.
Yeah, and I guess if you use the homeless population, there are a lot of people who are homeless who have had issues with mental illness, mm-hmm. And are diagnosed with illnesses like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. There are a lot who don't.
Mm-hmm.
The nature of being homeless in itself has its own stresses, just like the nature of being put in jail or prison.
Right, right.
Which causes behaviors which, at least in my opinion, are kind of, like you said, completely different. I've met people who are on the streets who kind of come in and they've gotten off of drugs and taken psych meds. And some of the things that are done when you're in certain environments are adaptive in those environments, but maladaptive in our everyday life.
Of course, right.
An example is prison.
Mm-hmm.
In prison, you don't want to get beat up or stabbed, mm-hmm. so you'll be a jerk. If you do that, then you're
right.
It's a problem. So you come from that to this.
Well, think of people who grow up in highly dysfunctional families, and then, I mean, what you do to survive, and then if you do that when you're around less dysfunctional people, is very dangerous, counterproductive, right? But, you know, if that's...
Yeah, and so that large question you have around what is mental illness is why it's probably not clear is because there are real definitions. There are federal definitions. Mm-hmm. There are state definitions. There are definitions in the Diagnostic and Statistical
Manual. More than just a couple.
Right? But it then boils down to, well, so what? To your point. Well, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
If we're all about doing something, well, okay, you think they have a mental illness, you think, well, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my view is that it's for all of us to kind of... I'm glad you're grappling with this. I wish more people were, because we all have a part. Certainly everybody who is a parent has a part.
Right.
Everybody who influences other people.
Friend, a coworker,
you have
we are
a part.
All in society, right? And even if we weren't, we all have ourselves.
Right.
No, I agree. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the time.
My pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
You were taking all these notes. It made me so uncomfortable.
helps me pay attention.
All right, there you go. That is the interview with the Lakeview Center. So those podcasts are on our website, newsradio923.com, right?
Yes, it is. The whole series is up there.
Perfect. So be sure to check that out. Coming up here next, Army-Navy game is this weekend. I want to talk about that a little bit next on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay, who's out with a bad voice today. So, and by bad voice, I mean, he woke up this morning and sounded like a high-pitched chipmunk. I don't know what's going on. I'm just kidding.
Did you just say high-pitched chipmunk?
High-pitched chipmunk.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's usually not what happens when you get sick, but that's what happened to Andrew. I don't know what to tell you. All right, coming up here next, Army-Navy game.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from C-Mex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth.
All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Army-Navy game coming up this weekend, and when it comes to their uniforms, they, you know, I'm running out of time. I want to be able to talk about those uniforms a little bit more. We'll do that at the beginning of next hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.